For decades, starting in 1970, radio host Casey Kasem told audiences in the U.S. and around the world about the week's most popular music.
Here we go with the top 40 hits in the nation this week on American Top 40, the best-selling and most played songs from the Atlantic to the Pacific, from Canada to Mexico. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
As host of the radio show American Top 40, Kasem each week counted down the top-selling pop records. With his welcoming and likable voice, Kasem also provided a way for listeners to connect with each other. He would read long-distance dedications from audience members who wanted to hear songs played for their friends and significant others. Larry London is host of VOA's Border Crossings, which, like Kasem's American Top 40, also encourages audience dedications.
When it comes to requests and dedications, much like we do on Border Crossings every day, there's one man who set the standard in the industry. It's Casey Kasem. Requests came in from all around the world and ranged from a variety of different subjects: love, romance, the loss of a loved one, even the loss of a pet. And Casey Kasem always handled each and every request with respect and dignity.
Kasem's parents immigrated to Detroit, Michigan from Lebanon. Born Kamal Amin Kasem in 1932, Casey first got behind the microphone at his Detroit high school's radio club. He soon had a radio career in his sights.
Well, believe it or not, back in Detroit when I was working at a little grocery store, I heard somebody count down the top 10. I said, now, if I were going to be a disc jockey, I would want to count down the top hits in the country, and that would be a great show.
After high school, Kasem played a clown on a local children's television show during the early evenings and would spin records on a radio station at night. Throughout his long career, Kasem would continue to work both as a music disc jockey and as a children's entertainer. He provided the voice for many cartoon characters, most famously Shaggy on the television show Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? But it was in counting down the week's hit records that Kasem had the most impact. To be presented on air by Kasem's voice was for musicians an international stamp of popular success. Ray McDonald is the host of VOA's weekly Top 20 Countdown, a show inspired by Kasem's legacy.
Kasem united listeners coast to coast. He used artist bios, trivia features, and his well-known long-distance dedications to create a family atmosphere on the air. He set the template for every Countdown show that came after AT40.
Radio personality and cartoon voice actor Casey Kasem was 82 years old when he died in Washington State. For VOA News, I'm Eric Felton.